And although, was it 13 that was on the consent calendar? Is that the one that we're going to have a presentation?
No, we're on item 12 now.
Right, okay. Right. Item 12, Las Flores Landfill Development.
Okay, item 12 is something entirely new. And we've provided a very brief written staff report. And Brad Hageman, again, of the City of Santa Maria, has asked for 10 minutes to give the board an update on something that, like I said, is very unusual. I think the last time this has happened in our region was about 30 years ago. So. Well, we might. Yeah, we got over. Sorry for that interruption.
That's
okay. So with that, I'll turn it over to Brad Hageman of the City of Santa Maria.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We thought it was important, I guess, to update the board, or maybe even provide for some of the board members a little background on the fact that the city did hear the regional board when they said stop landfilling in the existing landfill adjacent to the levee, and has accomplished quite a bit in terms of the gas collection system. We're now in a double line cell there, etc. But also with a look to the future to get out of that area altogether. And so the city did embark on working with the Santa Barbara County Multi-Jurisdictional Solid Waste Task Force. I know you guys are always looking for more acronyms, so there's another one for you. And that's a group within the county headed by Mark Schleich of the Santa Barbara County Solid Waste Department to look for a new regional landfill site. The city conducted a number of surveys. This was initiated in the 2001-2002 timeframe, including a biological resource assessment, a landfill siting study was done. We looked at a number of different sites in this area, and the city played off of a study that was done previously by the county, which looked at, I think, 11 or 12 sites in a broader range within the county. The city narrowed their focus based on some of the information from that study. The results of that was the city chose the former Chevron oil production site at Las Flores Canyon, which is located, let me go back up here, right in this area here, about 5 or 6 miles south of the Clark Road off-ramp. We call it the unnamed off-ramp, and that was one of the nice features of the site, is that there is an existing off-ramp and underpass at the freeway there, and so access in terms of building new on or off-ramps is a very expensive proposition. We'll be able to handle along the 101 corridor.
Hey, Brian. Is that the off-ramp that goes to that park or whatever they have over there?
It's the next one from there, the next one further south. If you don't know what's there, boy, you would miss it. As you're coming north, sometimes the truckers will park off onto the side there, and Caltrans actually stores some rock and materials there on the north side.
All right.
Tommy Thompson's running cattle on there, if you know Tommy. I don't know. Yeah. Currently. So the city purchased about 1,700 acres in May of 2006. The landfill boundary, as we have it laid out now, is about 395 acres, and again, based on estimates of tonnage, et cetera, it's an 80 to 100 years of capacity. The city has retained Rincon consultants to do the focused biological studies and prepare the EIR, and then the city has also retained Brian Sturt and Associates and Geologic Associates to do the preliminary design reports and the geotech evaluations. The piece of property, again, this is the 101 corridor. This is basically the Cat Canyon, what's referred to, I guess, as the Cat Canyon oil production area. You can see most of these splotches are oil, either former oil drilling sites. And again, this is the talking about NHIS. This material, the sump material, is what ends up, in many cases, providing it meets the criteria, as the engineered fill material for the NHIS at the existing landfill. I've noted here, just for reference, there's a spot right here that we refer to as 5 points. We'll come back to that when we look at some references. But so again, a 1,700, 1,800 acre piece, and this shaded in blue is what is currently planned to be dedicated to landfill operations. The remaining area, some passive recreational uses. Again, currently there is the city leases it out for running cattle on this property. Greca leases some of the area here, and Chevron maintained the mineral rights to this piece of property. So the environmental impact report, I'll just run through that, and also a little quick rundown on where we are with the geotechnical report. Scoping meeting was held in 06. The pieces of that now, based on the scoping meeting, traffic, cultural resources, biological studies, etc., are ongoing, and we're scheduled to circulate a draft environmental impact report in May of 2008, with EIR certification scheduled for the fall of 2008, so about a year from now. In terms of the geotechnical evaluation, it's quite extensive, and by extensive I guess means expensive. The city has spent probably over $1 million so far on just the geotech side and the preliminary design report. So it's a very serious effort, and that's not counting the land costs, for the city really moving forward to get out of the existing landfill site. And again, I keep want to emphasize that because I think the board's desires, and I think that goes back to Michael LeBrun, was the first guy that was leading the charge to get the city out of the existing landfill site. Some of the components of the geotech evaluation, I've just listed them here, won't go through each one in much detail, but geologic mapping, excavation, seismic refraction, the geologists love this stuff, exploratory borings. We shared a little bit of this with staff a couple of months ago. Installation of groundwater monitoring wells. The initial thought was that groundwater was probably in the 200 to 250 range, so we started with hollow stem auger rigs, didn't hit any groundwater, brought in an air rotary rig and went down to about 400 feet, still no groundwater, and so then had to go with a mud rotary to put in the wells and ended up in some cases 700 feet below ground surface, which is a good thing if you're siting a landfill. It's a bad thing if you're paying for drill rigs. And so that was an expensive change order. The wells are in, however, and the first round of groundwater sampling has been completed. Some of the aquifer tests have been done in terms of we're down in the Carriaga Formation, which is Paso Robles Formation is over the top of that. Some of the conductivity and the groundwater velocity between the site. Slope stability analysis is being conducted as part of that, and also a leachate generation analysis. We'll see if technology works. Just show a little bit here of the groundwater contours at the site. I mentioned again the 5 points is right here. This is the access road, and our wells, MW1, MW2 is here. This is piezometer number 2, a well here. So we have basically two up-gradient wells, a side gradient, if you will, and then two down-gradient wells to help us characterize the site. And the geologist, I guess he was bragging, but after he got in these two wells, I think this was the last well, he predicted what the groundwater elevation would be to about 2 feet. Based on triangulating these, which led him to, well, he was bragging about it anyway. But he was right. So like Walter Brennan said, it's not bragging if it's true or something like that. The conclusions then, again, have you ever heard a geologist say it's relatively simple and straightforward? I'd never heard that before, but that's a quote from John Hauer. Of course, for about $1 million, I guess, that's relatively simple. I'd hate to think if it was complicated. One of the tables in the study itself takes the Title 27 regulatory requirements piece by piece and lines them up with the site And again, there's no apparent issues with those requirements. Again, groundwater in the 500 to 700 feet below ground surface. To give you a feel for the schedule, which is, I think by anyone's estimation, very aggressive, especially in terms of siting a new landfill. Property purchase, where we are right now with the preliminary design report. CEQA review will take us through 08. We'll prepare the joint technical documents for the water board as well as the waste board. Design the capital improvement engineering, which will be, we have preliminary slopes and cell sizes and whatnot, and then probably 2 years to 18 months for construction. And a considerable amount of excavation. Of course, it'll be in phases over the life of the landfill site. So that was very quick. I have some additional backup slides, but I thought maybe I'd just turn it over to you folks for questions or anything else I can help you with.
Is this site the one, is the city's current landfill the one that receives most of the county's solid waste for the north part of the county?
No. The I think most of the county's waste goes to Tahigas landfill. Hmm. And there's a transfer station there at Fox and Canyon, and I know we have a couple representatives from the county solid waste division. But at some point, you know, when we're talking terms of 80 to 100 years, Tahigas, you know, will reach capacity, and so is this an option for that? We're leaving that open by, you know, in terms of a regional type landfill.
Okay. Any board questions or comments? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hackman.
You're welcome.
Do we don't have any cards, do we, Mr. Briggs?
No, we don't.
For this. Okay.
As I said, this is I thought something is a little unusual because it apparently only comes around about every 35 years or so in terms of a new landfill. I think the most recent landfill, if I'm right, in the region is the Marina site up adjacent to the Salinas River. Speaking of being close to rivers.
This one is far away from the river.
And thanks a lot, Brad.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Why don't we take a break, Mr. Briggs, if we can, before we move on.
For 10 minutes?
For a 10-minute break, and then when we come back, we will start with agenda item 11.
14.
14.
Well, don't you have to go into closed session at 11?
Yes.
So that'll give you 10 minutes for item 14?
Well, not enough. Obviously not enough time to even... Okay.
All right.
We'll start it?
Your choice, but I think the staff presentation's
like... Okay, we'll be back in 10 minutes.